the OTB Podcast Network.
OTB Gold, the very best of off the ball.
Are you crazy?
This is OTB Sports Radio.
Are you a complete rookie? What are you talking about? Are you out of your mind? Are you crazy?
Absolutely brilliant maneuver by Mantle. Fantastically brilliant.
Yeah, it's been a hell of a life and a career, yeah. Thank you for giving me this platform to announce my retirement.
Wexford lead 2-13 to 2-8.
The treatment was tough. You were given every encouragement and every chance to survive.
When I was 13, 14, I was playing on about 13, 14 teams at the time.
OTB Gold, the very best of off the ball. Weekdays from 1 p.m. and 6 p.m.
OTB Sports Radio, live 24-7 on the Go Loud app.
The Saturday panel on off the ball.
And you're welcome, Barry, back to Off the Ball Saturday here on News Talk. John Duggan with you through till 5 o'clock. You can text us on 53106. You can tweet us at Off the Ball. We're also streaming live as well. You can watch us on the Off the Ball social channels for Periscope and Twitter, at Off the Ball, on YouTube, on Facebook, and on the new OTB Sports app for iOS and Android. Search OTB Sports in the App Store now to download it. So there's going to be a hurling championship from October until December, even if it's behind closed doors, even if it's not normal. I think by the time it comes around, we're going to love it. It is the greatest sport in the world, I would view it as. The GA managed through World War II, we can do this. But what do hurling folk think about it? The players, the managers involved in the game, the overall format of the championship going forward, the current club activity. Delighted to be joined on the Saturday panel this week to discuss it by the former All-Ireland winner with Kilkenny and the current Laois boss, Eddie Brennan, the long-serving Cork goalkeeper, Anthony Nash, and the Kerry boss, Fintan O'Connor. Lads, how are we doing?
Well, John, how's things?
Yeah, good, lads. It's been a long road. The last few months, we've all come through it. Eddie, start with you. And you got Dublin first in the championship. It is knockout. How have the preparations been going? September the 14th, you're back training. You must be just chomping at the bit for that now.
Yeah, well, I suppose the preparations haven't been up to now. So the club has been in full swing everywhere and continues to be. So you're just, I suppose, really an observation brief, really, and just the odd little check-in with guys. I'd have to say, look, the last few weeks I've found it just, I suppose, a bit frustrating, really, because at stages there you've made contingency plans and training schedules out, and it just keeps getting wiped. So I think at this stage you're just waiting to see what happens, and I think that sometimes is. I think when you know that you have something definite, then it focuses the mind a little bit more. So look, for me right now, it's just keeping tabs on lads in the club scene and hoping that this championship goes ahead now, like, is the reality of it. I think that's what we all want, and it's been just a very, very weird year.
Yeah, absolutely. And Fintan, you were involved in Kerry. Are you dealing a lot with club managers at the moment? Are you kind of just trusting that the players will come back into your hands without any injuries and they'll be fit enough?
Exactly, and I suppose there's semi-finals on in Kerry tomorrow, so it'd be nice. I suppose sometimes it's nice to go and watch games without having the pressure of being directly involved yourself. So look, I've been watching Kerry caps closely and trying to, as Eddie said, just stay in touch with players as best you can and check in with them. And I suppose you're conscious as a manager that you don't want them to think you're kind of, I suppose, forgetting about them either. So you're nearly ringing them to stay to the point of trying not to annoy them, but stay in touch with them, and getting that balance right, I suppose, is important. And I suppose Anthony will probably touch on that. He's involved with Ken Cork. I know they're doing well in the Cork Championship there, so I'm sure he's probably in both camps. And myself and Eddie are only worried about our own little our own team, and it's probably more difficult for the players to be kind of worrying about both. Now, I think in fairness, the Laois Championship has been really well received by everyone. I think I know I was involved in a small way with 4 Mile Water in the Waterford Championship, and I know from talking to the lads that are involved county-wise there, they really enjoyed the freedom of being with their friends and be given the full run at the club championship. So I suppose that's great from that point of view. And I suppose when myself and Eddie do get back, and hopefully we will get back, I suppose we'll have probably a clear run at it too, which will be probably something new as well. So look, as Eddie said, it's just looking forward to getting it started, and hopefully touch wood, everything will go well.
Anthony, I've been chatting to Kieran Kingston much in the Rebel County about what you got looked forward to. Waterford in the championship first up. It's been a weird time, as Eddie said.
Yeah, like, I suppose, look, it's been different for everyone. You know, Kieran, in fairness, he kind of touches base every now and again, but nothing too major. He's very trusting of us. So, like Fintan was saying there, I'm just currently driving on McCantorp at the moment. Look, everyone there knows if you're coming back out of shape, then the manager isn't going to consider you. If you're coming back injured, or obviously you're fortunate with the new season, you're gone. So I suppose it's a lot put back in the players. The only thing we have an issue down in Cork is that we're a dual county. So our championship actually isn't finished until the 4th of October, and then we're playing Water on the 31st of October. So that's the one thing we probably have a little bit of a problem. Like, so the lads are mentioning there about getting a clear run of it. Like, we'll still have fellas in county semi-finals and finals leading into October before we step out in the first round of the championship on the 31st. So, look, it's not ideal, but I suppose everything this year is different, and COVID is after affecting every kind of setup and management and players and everything. So just have to try and deal with it as best we can.
And Eddie, has there been any kind of concern about that players' conditioning with you, and any kind of injuries that they could be bringing back into the sphere by not being completely in your remit for enough time?
Yeah, I suppose that's the concern, really, because look, with the height of respect to all the clubs, you know, some manage things a little bit better than others, and sometimes, you know, I think players as well will drive on and play injured sometimes. So it's just finding the balance. It's just finding that the communication is there, and that you're there if they need you. You know, in terms of monitoring fitness and stuff like that, I haven't anyway. We've kind of really left them alone. You know, at times they're, you know, you're just making sure that they're doing a bit, and once the clubs are really cranking up, and they have to, I suppose, when it comes to championship, they have to get lift off. So they're right in the middle of that. But, you know, Anthony just mentioned there about the challenges that are there. Look, in Cork, their county finals on the 4th of October, and Laois, ours is the following weekend. So that's a big concern. You know, it got shoved back 2 weeks because of the additional lockdown, and that'd be something that's definitely a huge frustration and a concern, really, when you're playing championship 2 weeks later. But as I said, look, that's the nature of the beast right now. But I suppose that's something I'd nearly throw back to Anthony as well, is like, you know, we're going to talk about a split season. I suppose club players, I would imagine they've really enjoyed this, having kind of a summer off. And I suppose therein is maybe the thing we have to look at going forward, like, is having that break to the year, having a definitive year that the clubs can get lads during a good time of the year for hurling.
Yeah, well, we'll put that to Anthony in a moment. Eddie, just on the fact there's not going to be any crowds, I can't really see it happening. I'd be surprised. Look, the pubs could be back in the middle of September. I'd be surprised to see crowds at GAA matches. You don't know. We never know. This thing has been so fluid and changing. Are you okay with matches behind closed doors? I suppose it's better than nothing.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's given the guys some hope, because, look, I suppose the county player wants to, you know, see out the season, because otherwise all the, you know, they've kept themselves in good order. They're very well up to speed with stuff like that. I think at the elite level sports player, which all our inter-county fellas are, they crave those matches, and I suppose they're, you know, it's just been put on the long finger and the long finger. So I think they want some form of, yeah, it will be weird. It would be like having a challenge match. You know, there last year we played Cork one Sunday morning up in Portlaoise, and you can hear the instructions, you can get instructions in very clearly. So in that regard, that'll be the plus. But it's just something, I suppose I'll be interested to see how that plays out, standing there and not having an atmosphere, because I think the atmosphere adds to it. The atmosphere creates more nerves and creates, you know, I suppose, a different type of scenarios for lads as well, like, because when the crowd is there behind you, it can sometimes be a plus or a minus factor. But whatever it is, we'll gladly take it. Like I said, John, I share that view. I really, really do not think there will be any supporters at matches. There'll be nobody at matches, only the teams involved.
Anthony, Eddie was posing the question there. How's it been for you with a free run at club recently?
Yeah, I think Eddie kind of touched on it there a while ago. Like, I'm a big believer in the split season myself anyway. And it's not just for club players, like, or anything like that. It's just, I think it allows the GAA to kind of have a set calendar. I'm enjoying it. I'm really enjoying it. I get to spend time with the lads that I wouldn't have spent before. We've run a current training us this year as well. Like, so it's a good experience with us as well, having full contact with him as much as we can see with the lockdown, we couldn't, like, but I think it's a positive. Look, if you can talk about positives in COVID, like, you know, look, I share the same ideas. You don't need to be crowds at matches. It's not ideal. Look, we'd love to have crowds, and, you know, I think the streaming has been as good as they can get, like, but I think, look, it's a more personal effect when there are people that are, like, you know, that live for the GAA. You know, there's probably more supporters, more passionate than some of the players, like, so it's very hard on them. But as a player, I suppose, as an outfielder, you'd love the crowd, but as a goalkeeper with a crowd in the terrace, you're probably not too disappointed they won't be there, because you're getting so many.
No slagging, Anthony.
So it is what it is. I suppose we have to get on with it. The big thing for me at the moment, though, is that, look, we're able to hurl. But I think Eddie kind of touched it there a while ago, and I think the big word is if the championship goes ahead. Like, I don't know, there's certainties. We haven't been given any certainties that it's going ahead yet. So, look, it's different. We're trying our best to do what we can. But, like, I think it's after leading to the opportunity, the conversation of the split season. I think that's one positive to come out.
And you got Waterford up first, and you got two chances effectively, Anthony. Is there something that you're okay about, this knockout format? It's better than nothing. And it might just throw up a few surprises this year.
In inter-county, is it?
Sorry. Yeah, inter-county, yes.
Like the new championship format, is it, John, is it?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, sorry, because I just couldn't hear you there. Yeah, look, I like the championship format. It was back in 2016, I think it was last year. I like the idea of just one wrong game, get beaten. If you're beaten twice, you shouldn't be in the championship anyway, in my own opinion. It might be a bit old-fashioned, but so we've an unbelievably tough draw. I know, as I said, like, Waterford are probably finished in that training already September 14th. They have their championship done and dusted. So we're probably a little bit behind schedule now. We'll be about 3 or 4 weeks behind them. But so not only do we get a tough draw, but, like, it's a tough championship to get out of Munster as well. So I like it. I like going back to this. No, I think the GA probably will go back to maybe the round robin eventually again. But I think it just brings it back a bit more bite, like that. You know, you get one Munster match. If you lose that, you're in against Leinster opposition straight away. So it does bring back the old-fashioned kind of not knockout, but almost. So again, I'm a big believer in that in that format. But I don't think it's here to stay from the talk. But maybe with the split seasons and stuff like that, that they might have it.
Yeah, Fintan, you got a lot to look forward to. You got a Division 2A final against Antrim that was meant to be held at Croke Park back in March before all this happened. And then you have the Joe McDonagh Cup, the round robin matches. You've got, Meath, Carlow, Westmeath to look forward to. You beat Offaly last year, you beat Westmeath, you're on an upward curve. From a Kerry perspective, it's almost like you're going back to what you had originally. There's not that much of being taken away.
No, look, I suppose we're probably, a bit different. We probably have the same format as we would have had previously. I suppose from a Kerry point of view, this year's the change in the format in the Leinster and Munster Championship this year has afforded Kerry the opportunity to be nearly treated like everyone else. So in that, if we are lucky enough to win the Joe McDonagh, which is not obviously a given, but it'll mean that Kerry are treated like all the other counties and get out and get into the Leinster Championship next year, which is nice, I suppose, in a way. And look, definitely the league final was a huge disappointment at the time. Now, bearing in mind that what was going on, we can't really get too bogged down in it, but it was a big thing for the lads to get a chance to play in Croke Park. But look, hopefully, maybe in October or whenever they get it back up and running, that we get that chance again, you know.
How have you kind of got Kerry to where you are now? What has been the kind of secret to progressing Kerry over the last few years? Because when you think about, say, Kilkenny football, no disrespect, Eddie, or Kerry hurling, you don't think about them as the first thing in your mind when it comes to both sports.
As Anthony said, now I'm kind of hearing bits, but I got the gist of it. So, I've been in Kerry, this is my fourth year in Kerry, and look, there's eight clubs in Kerry, senior hurling championship. And then there's probably three standalone clubs in the intermediate, which means you're probably picking from 11 clubs. So it's a very small base. But some of the hurling people in Kerry are hugely passionate about hurling. They love coming and supporting the hurling in Kerry. The club championship in Kerry is hugely competitive. And I suppose we're trying to make strides. I'd be involved in Fitzgibbon and club hurling a lot. And I suppose I see the likes of Shane Conway coming through Fitzgibbon-wise in the last number of years. Barry McNamee was in LIT last year playing Fitzgibbon as well. So I suppose the answer, we're trying to make strides all the time. Ultimately, we're playing Cork in the AA Under-20 Championship this year as well, if it goes ahead, in mid-October. So there is huge work being done in Kerry at underage level and development squad level in hurling. And look, I think that'll bear fruit in the years to come. And it's exciting to be part of that work and part of that project. And sometimes the results don't go our way. And in fairness to the lads, they just get on with it and try and go again. And look, the first year I was in Kerry, we kind of got relegated from 1B. It was hugely disappointing. And we just had to dust ourselves down and try and go again. And look, that's what we're doing all the time. And we get support from the county board and support from the clubs. And sometimes it's not always easy, but we just have to keep going, and that's the way it is. And I know Anthony talked about how late the championship is running in Cork there, and I suppose like last year the club went in April because in Kerry there's so many football teams and so many competitions. The club month in April is used, and rightly so, for competitions for clubs and club players, and that left us in a situation where we were probably going up to play the first round with Joe McDonagh, having probably 4 days training with the team for that competition. So sometimes that's difficult, but you just have to, I suppose, play the cards that you're dealt and try and get on with it. And I think what COVID has done for a lot of people and a lot of teams is, I heard Noel McGrath being interviewed during the week, and someone asked him a question about, is he tired playing with Loughmore week in, week out? And I thought his answer was brilliant. Just said, look, I'm delighted we're playing, and I'm delighted we're playing week in, week out, and I'm not tired. I was on the couch long enough over spring, kind of early summer, and he was just delighted to be out. And I think that's everyone's kind of approach to this. I can hear Anthony's excitement about playing with Kentorkin now, how much enjoyment he's getting out of it. I think that's the way a lot of GA players are now. We're probably in bonus territory with the competitions. Probably 2-3 months ago, we thought we wouldn't get to play any hurling. So every day we get out playing and supporting and following and looking at matches is a bonus, I think. And I think that's the way a lot of people are looking at it. So we're in Kerry, we're excited about what's coming. We're under no illusions, and we'll hopefully things will go well for us.
Are you thriving in the club scene where you are, Eddie? Obviously, you're a Kilkenny man. Has the club championship picked up, you know, as it should have? Has it been refreshing without the crowds? I know, but is it something that you know has got into the community? And you're obviously a guard that you've seen that this is a real positive, and you've seen the streaming, you've seen the local commentaries as well.
Yeah, definitely, John. I think some of the local commentators have definitely added a good flavour and some spicy stuff as well. So that side of it, look, we always try lean towards the positives and say, look, that's been good. I think it's brilliant because some of the elderly people maybe that are housebound now, they have access to the club scene. So therein is one big positive. Look, say, can we continue that for the likes of that? But I think definitely the biggest frustration of all that has probably been felt is that the people that love going to club matches, the guys that sit down when the local paper comes out and they plan out their Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday in terms of what matches they go to attend, they're obviously very, very disappointed at the moment. I'd say even borderline heartbroken, because that's what their week is based around. And that could be, you know, a junior A match down in South Kilkenny or whatever it is, under 15 matches. You know, we did an under 15 Ryanair County final there today. You know, they're the matches that they love going to. So the streaming is the next best thing. But definitely, I think Anthony was on about the different positives that have come out of this. Yeah, I think it has probably made us all appreciate what we have a little bit more and put a real value on it. Because I suppose sometimes when you're flat out busy, maybe you don't realise, you know, to put the brakes on a little bit and reassess. And I think definitely COVID has made us do that. But I think it has also probably propelled forward the argument in a big, big way to organise our season, organise our yearly calendar. And I spoke with yourself there going back a while ago on this, or with Ger actually, and saying, look, this is something we need to look at. This is, if anything has come out of COVID, it has shown us it can be done. I think there's no need for anything more than maybe a 7 or 8 week pre-season for the likes of county competitions, then completely release lads back to their clubs. So there's definitely plus is coming out of it. It's just how quickly we can advance that, or how quickly we can progress that, because yes, it has brought everybody, you know, amongst each other and looking out for each other a little bit more, without a doubt. And I think we've also seen, look, it's been said over and over that the GA is obviously a central strand to all that, and it's just having outlets, it's having social outlets. And I think we realise, look, the whole social scene of going to pubs and all that has definitely changed irreversibly, possibly. But I'd like to see maybe a little bit more progression on maybe how we can get access to matches outside of the streaming, because I think with crowds and that, we can definitely look at it. It just comes down to organising access to and from stadiums. But we have stadiums all over the country that would facilitate, you know, bigger crowds. But obviously, we're taking our guide from medical professionals. And I just think there's probably maybe... Yeah. we can do that slightly better at the moment.
Okay, we've got to take a break. Eddie Brennan, Anthony Nash and Fintan O'Connor. Any questions for our panel on hurling, the format of the championship? Who's going to win the All-Ireland? Back shortly with more hurling talk with the Saturday panel. This is Off the Ball Saturday on News Talk. 53106 is the text number. Back after this. You are welcome back to Off the Ball Saturday on News Talk. John Duggan with you through till 5 o'clock. You can text us, 53106. You can tweet us at Off the Ball. We're streaming live as well now. You can watch us on the social channels for Periscope, on Twitter at Off the Ball, on YouTube, on Facebook, and on the new OTB Sports app for iOS and Android. Search OTB Sports in your app store to download it. We're talking hurling on the Saturday panel this week with the former All-Ireland winner with Kilkenny and the current Laois boss, Eddie Brennan. With the long-serving goalkeeper, Anthony Nash from Cork, and the Kerry boss, Fintan O'Connor. Lads, it's looking more and more likely after COVID that we're going to have a split season potentially between the Intercounty Championship and the club. Your general thoughts on that? That's something you're going to welcome, Anthony? Start with you on that one.
Yeah, the big thing for me is that I think it's after clarity of fixtures. So I know exactly when Cantorque are playing. Like, we've the lads of football tonight. No, I don't play football. So, and I know Sunday week we're playing Championship. So, like, I think the one positive it might come from it is that you have a set calendar, and I think anybody that's club only or county and club, whatever, they can set their year and they know exactly when what's going on. The other positive thing is, like, you know, from, let's say Eddie was mentioned there, 6 or 7 or 8 weeks of a pre-season, that, you know, that they, like, I believe that the county should go first, for the simple reason is that, like, when a dual county like us, it's not that it takes priority, but what it does is it allows counties just to have their set season, get their players fit, whatever exactly, and we go back to the clubs in and have 2 or 3 week lead in the championship. And then again, like, you have a situation where, like, we don't have a county final being fast forward by one county board and the other being played properly. So I think it allows a set season. The only negative that I could see coming out of it is, like, and you know, the likes of AD would be perfect, you know, for this kind of committee. Like, they should have a player or a recently retired player involved in management involved in setting this, because Fintan mentioned a while ago that he watches Fitzgibbon or is involved in Fitzgibbon. And, like, last year with Shane Kingston, for example, who had inter-county hurling, club hurling, and Fitzgibbon hurling. So where those competitions are all going to fit into the set seasons, and then, you know, without one biting at the other and stuff, and fellas getting burnt out for the likes of me, who's on the other side of the hill. I suppose it's a little bit easier because I only have to concentrate on the two teams. But if you have another 21 player that is playing Fitzgibbon, you know, and senior hurling with his county, and, you know, going back to the club then as well, it's just, like, a set calendar would have to be made out by people, you know, that are on the ground. And, like, as I said, Eddie, the likes of Eddie, a current manager, a recently retired county player, and has, you know, been on both sides of the fence, would be great, because, like, those opinions are vital for us, and, you know, the more player input. Because, like, for me, COVID, the positive I've had is that I've been able to spend a little bit more time at home. It has allowed me to play a bit more golf, you know, and get out and about a small bit more, because I don't have, like, you know, Cork ringing me 1 second, Cantorque ringing me next second, and being 2 different training sessions or during the week, you know. So I think something like that could lead to be positive once the calendar is good and set, you know.
A scratch golfer, I'm sure now, Anthony. Eddie, if you were on that task force, would you advocate this split season?
Yeah, absolutely, John. It's something, look, I spoke about already with OTB before about this, and it kind of echoes what Anthony is saying there of getting people involved that are stakeholders in this process, and, you know, put them around the table, put a few different options there and see if we can come up with the best possible option. And I think, you know, some of the stuff Anthony touched on there is the stuff that I would feel strongly about is, let's reduce the amount of training in relation to matches. You know, I think Michael Dyden said before that there was one match to every 14 training sessions, which is just outrageous when you think of it, really. And all it is everybody in pursuit of that extra edge. But I just think if we can find a good workable calendar, and that might not happen in over 2 seasons, it might take little tweaks here and there, but I think allowing players to live a life outside of hurling as well. I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, we love the elite level. As a player, you love that training, you love getting out to the big days, championship leagues, whatever it is. But also, you know, if there's one thing you do dislike, it's the volume of training. So I think if we can reduce the amount of training that lads are having to do and have maybe your competitions over maybe smaller windows, you know, your National League, if you have 5 matches for a National League, why not have that over 6-7 weeks? You know, started maybe the middle of February, have it done and dusted towards the end of March, allow the players back to their clubs for a little while, and then lift into Championship. And again, have your Championship like the round robin somewhat, that you have it week on week, and over 5 or 6 weeks you get all your matches played off. and compress it a little bit. And that just allows players and management and people involved space to breathe, switch off, come down from that, and then build it back up again. But you know, we need to move on that, because we've been talking about it long enough now. And I mentioned already, Pádraig Fanning has, I met with him one evening and we discussed this about trying to put a calendar in place. And I just think, you know, I absolutely endorse what Anthony is saying, and I've been saying it. Let's put a working group together, and you'd love the GA to do what I said before about John Horn. Maybe this could be his legacy before he signs off, of putting together the starting or the foundations to consolidate a calendar year and keep everybody happy, because we've seen the best of the club now. Let's give that air to breathe as well and give it an equal platform with our county competition.
Like, on that with Eddie, like, the one thing there I'd say, John, is like, at the moment, some inter-county players by the spectators would be kind of, you know, supporters are kind of seen as, you know, the negative that we're only inter-county, we're only inter-county. Now every supporter can see that, like, we are club and county, you know what I mean? So by the split season, like, yeah. I'm Anthony Nash, the Cork hurler, from, let's say, for example, February to July or whatever the season is. And after that, then, I'm Anthony Nash, the Cantor hurler. And at that stage, then, I can commit myself to both teams 100%. And I also think a big thing for the club player is that, like, you know, you often hear, like, club players are back training in December and January. And if you're a junior club, your championship might be until July or whatever like that. Like, allow them the time then to maybe come back in March and April, where a club player can have more of an off-season as well. Because, like Eddie said, I suppose the inter-county player is more elite. And look, we're not being paid, but it is our job to go back in the winter to get fit, to get into the gyms, to do whatever we want to do, because we have to, you know. So we'd be more committed to doing that. And then, like Eddie said, the games, there was a GPA thing sent out there years ago, what do we want, more games? And next thing, all of a sudden, you know, we got more games in January, you know. And like, that's not what we want. We want to be playing hurling in the peak of the summer. Like, that's the biggest loss for me with inter-county this year, is that, like, it's going to be winter hurling, which is, it is what it is. Like, but like, you get to go to a club, no, week in, week out this year, and you're playing games and games, and you might have only one training session during the week to recover and get going again. And that's, well, for me, I think that's what players want anyway. And, you know, Eddie was saying there's like that amount of trainings to matches is not right. And we seem to be the only sport that does it.
Fintan,
and I think what you don't want is the managers being pitted against each other. Sorry, John. I think that's what has come out of this earlier in the year and over the last few years, is where you have the managers butting heads and pulling and dragging over and players being at the centre of that argument. That's what you don't want.
Big time,
yeah, and I think the split season, like Anthony said, I know the club month has been... it was like, I suppose it was a compromise, but the club month was kind of, it was a club month by name, but a lot of counties weren't using the club month, so there was no real fairness in it. Some counties had a club month, but there was no real competitive game, so the county team were just training during it. Then other counties were stuck where the club month was an actual real club month and they had no training during it. So I think uniformity in the whole thing is very important as well, and I think this year uniformity was nearly enforced upon us because of COVID, and it probably meant that managers probably couldn't butt heads, like what Eddie was saying. You weren't pitting managers against each other, you just knew, look, this is the way it has to be. And it made the players probably job a little bit easier as well. I know Anthony's talking about being a Cork player and a Cantor player. I know from being involved in club management, sometimes when you're training the club team, the lift it gives you when your county players come back training, like the night's training, you have no county players there. The lads that are there don't have the same kind of, I suppose, graph or intensity. And then the boys arrive back, they're, I suppose, the superstars of your club team. And they talk better. They drive everyone on a bit better. They encourage everyone. And everyone's in better form when they're around. So that's what COVID done this summer for club teams. And I know firsthand from looking at the boys in Foral Water that when they arrived training, that buzz was there for every club training this year, and that was a lovely thing for the club players. And I 100% understand what Anthony is saying too. When you're a Cork player, it's nice to be have that in a kind of a nearly sectioned off, that it's very hard for a player to be dragged here and there and everywhere, and it's very hard, as Eddie said, to have managers butting heads and going, oh, I need my players here and I need them here and we're playing here, and I don't think that helps anyone. So I think the sooner there's kind of uniformity and everyone knows where to stand and there's a definite 26 weeks here and 26 weeks there or 10 weeks and everyone knows that's club, that's inter-county, that's for the benefit of everyone. And I think even, and I know I have a Grafford Fitzgibbon as well, and Anthony touched on Shane Kingston and he was outstanding for UCC in the Fitzgibbon this year. when Oyer Shane Conway, now we don't have a huge amount of Fitzgibbon hurlers in Kerry, so maybe it's easier for me to make that call, but I would have said to Shane when he was playing Fitzgibbon, look, you just go away and enjoy your Fitzgibbon and hurl away with UCC. And look, he got massive benefit out of that last year and this year again. But I think inter-county managers sometimes have to make that call if they can to try and nearly leave the lads off at times. And maybe if the calendar was organised properly, there'd be no need for people to make that call. It'd be just a given that would happen. And I think players would really appreciate that, and probably managers would appreciate it too, you know.
And the big thing uniformly will bring as well is that, like, we'll get an off-season. Like, where players need an off-season, they'll get an off-season. We don't mind going into the gym individually and stuff like that, but you've a set off-season as well, and get the text from your manager at home saying, we can't work, look, I know you're training with Cork this week, 3 or 4 nights, but will you call down and show your face? Like, you're doing nothing, but it's still a night out of your routine, you know what I mean, or a night away from home or everything like that. So that's the big thing for me as well in that.
And it's important to keep the other half happy as well.
Absolutely, absolutely, lads.
as
the standard improved, Anthony, with the fact that the club championships have had all the players available?
Yeah, look, like I think Fitton said it there a while ago. Like, I know for a fact that, like, see, we in Cantorque alone, we have, like, myself, Aidan Walsh, Lorcan McLaughlin would have been involved in Cork, Darren Brown would have been involved in Cork. We have two lads that are involved in the Cork 20s hurling and football and stuff like that. When we're not around, we'd only have 13 or 14 in training. So all of a sudden, the manager is, you know, at a loss straight away because he's small numbers, whether we're, you know, when we're not there. But I feel the club championship this year has been brilliant because, you know, like, everyone's just focused. You can be more professional. Like, we're lucky, as I said, we've Ronan Curran, extremely professional guy, so he's able to concentrate and give us game plans without just seeing us one night before a championship or 1 week. So like, down in Cork anyway, I feel like, I know our referees are getting slated left, right, centre because we're not as tough as Eddie's crowd, but I think that, like, it's a championship below has been a positive for me anyway, and I watch all the streaming games as well as much as I can. And do you know, lads seem to be expressing themselves a bit more as well, because, you know, we're enjoying it, we're back with our clubs, we're giving it our all. And, you know, and like, I suppose we're trying to impress Kieran as well, you know, because he's only, like Fintan was saying there a while ago on Eddie, they're just watching championships, and that's where a lot of team selections are going to come from this year.
Let me just be devil's advocate for a second, guys. Say you do run a hurling championship. I don't think there's anything wrong with the structure of the hurling championship, and I think the round robin has been brilliant in Leinster, Munster. Obviously, Fintan, you got all these Joe McDonagh games, you had them last year, Eddie. I think the structure is right generally in hurling at the moment. It doesn't have the surgery that football requires, that I think football should be going to a league structure. But say if you run a championship in hurling between, say, February and July, and then you've got a club championship for the rest of the year, is the club championship appealing enough to the public for really GA to be in the shadow of soccer and rugby coverage between, say, August and December? Like, you had less than 30,000 people at an average club final on Patrick's Day, a national holiday, for many years. Is that a worry, or is it something that we could maybe just try and bump up the attention and the impact of the club championship by shining more of a light on it?
Yeah, it's going to be, that'll be tough, I know, because obviously weather dictates a lot of supporters and stuff going to games, you know. So, like, the league games there obviously wouldn't have the same crowds because of, but I think the rewards for the, like, something that Jay could look at there is making the league a more, more appealing. Like, look, I'm not knocking the league in any way, like, but, you know, like, if you could put a bit more importance or more reward on winning the league as well, you know, you're kind of getting more crowds into that. And then when it comes to the championship itself, like if Eddie was saying there, you could get the games, I don't know how many weeks you could run them off, but, like, if you're starting your championship in May, please God, in Ireland, and, you know, I know I can't say the weather would be good, you'd have championship May, June, into July, bang, gone, you'd still get the same amount of crowds. When it comes to the second part of the season, like, I don't think we're going to have the same numbers, obviously, as inter-county matches, but what we will have is, again, all the inter-county players going back to the club and a more personal feel. And that's what we thrive on in the J, more personal feel, where the people, please God, support us, come back in. They can run in onto the fields, the TJ Reeds, the Joe Cannings, the Patrick Horgans, the young fellas can meet them, you know, get their autographs signed, do everything like that. And then the spectators get to see them in more close-up setting as well. So there's nothing wrong with that either. I think once you have the championship done, it's the same year as always. I don't need to be competing. I think Eddie was on about the streaming earlier. I think that's something that some companies can look at, and maybe some of the club games are as good as any inter-county game, you know, and you have a choice of however many counties to pick from as well. So, like, it's not that you have to watch Kilkenny versus Wexford or Cork versus Waterford or anything like that. You get a choice of a TV or a streaming company to pick the best club game in all of Ireland at that one given weekend, and people love it, you know. So I think, look, yeah, we mightn't get the same kind of, you know, turnouts and stuff like that, but, like, I think that will actually big, you know, would definitely benefit club season and maybe make it even a bigger competition, you know.
Guys, just to finish up, it's been a tricky time for you, Eddie. You're in the Gardaí, so you're kind of you move back to the college now.
Yeah, back to the routine life again after a bit of a sabbatical down in Waterford City. So yeah, look, I was making sure that Ken McGrath and John Milan and co were keeping COVID compliant. So it was something different. It was something a little bit refreshing. It was, as we say, nice to be released back out into the wild again for a little while and see what's like out there. But look, it was a great way, like you said, I mentioned it earlier on, John, about, you know, I suppose communities coming together a little bit more and looking out for each other. That is what has been the big winner of the COVID situation. It has meant that we're looking around a little bit more and putting values on the small things in life. And like I said, if that's the big thing that has come out of this, then that's brilliant, because it just means people are more alive to each other in the communities. But yeah, look, sure, it's like Anton too. I think, like Anthony said it there, you know, and the Morton Finton. Right now, the club is in full swing, and it's wrapping up. You know, in Wexford it's wrapped up, and in other places it's catching up. So I think for us, we all love a little bit of routine in our lives, and if that is training one, two or three times a week and a match, looking forward to a match, then that's what makes the winter evenings go a little bit shorter. So please God, we'll get a championship now, and it'll be something to keep us all ticking over on these long winter nights.
And Anthony, you've been teaching. Anthony, you leaving shirts out on Monday?
Yeah, we started back. Yeah, it's tougher. Like, the only thing I'd say about the championship there, and I forgot to mention earlier, apologies, no, is that they'll have to address in the county season whether about testing and stuff, because I think it was mentioned that if a player has COVID, that your team step aside. Now, I know we probably don't have time to talk about it today, but that's something I'd like to address a bit more, because I am a teacher, like you said. I'm going into 360 students. And next thing, if I do contract it, the rest of my teammates lose out for the year, which is something that's not fair, because, you know, there's a stigma out there that if I get COVID, I've been complacent or something like that. It might not be the case. It's just someone might have carried it in and brought it in, you know. So that's one thing. But inside in schools, yeah, we're just adapting it to it like we are in any form of life, really, like Katie with the guards and stuff. So trying our best to do it. But I just hope that, you know, me being inside in a close setting with people and stuff like that doesn't affect my inter-county teammates. Or, you know?
Yeah, and Fenton, you're in the same boat. You're also teaching.
Yes, I'm a secondary school teacher as well. And I suppose I work in the autistic unit in school now. I'm in a school of 840, but we've 11 kids currently in a autism unit in Lismore and Blackwater Community School. And I suppose they're probably thrown out a little bit more than most by this whole COVID and the protocols around it and stuff. So look, it's very difficult for them going back to school and trying to get them to settle in and get used to the new normal. And when kids are autistic kids, I suppose, are known for routines and having very set routines, so it's very difficult on them. So look, I suppose it's it puts in perspective, I suppose, what's important when you see how upset and thrown off kids have been by the whole thing. And not just the kids in my unit, the kids going back to school in general are very, like, I suppose you can see the little worried heads on them coming into school. That just everything is so different. They're wearing face masks, their teachers behind a plastic screen. It's just so different. And I suppose, I think Anthony already said, routine and having a routine and having something to look forward to is huge. And if the GA can provide that by having a championship, it'll be great. But only if, as Anthony said, if they can provide it with some kind of, I suppose, not guarantee, but some. The players are important, and the people involved in the championship, once they're looked after and minded and treated with the respect that they should be, it's very important as well, you know.
Well said, Fintan. Unfortunately, lads, so we'd love to talk more, but we run out of time. Fintan O'Connor, Anthony Nash, Eddie Brennan, it'd be great sports to share your thoughts on hurling at the moment. And thanks for speaking to us on the Saturday panel this afternoon.
The Saturday panel on Off the Ball.
That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation.